Radio St. Pete listeners, I'm your host, Annette Weiser, and with me today on air is Duncan McClellan. He is really an original, what we call an OG, and a ghost, an artist, and I have a gallery that was here way before everything else, and in anticipation of Main Sale and his private event tomorrow, Duncan, we're glad you could be with us. Welcome.
Well, thanks, Annette. This is a real honor to be able to tell people about Main Sale, because it's so important to the community, and it is a community effort. There's a couple of people that are always there, Jane Ferguson and Lisa Wells, but all the other volunteers and all their family that they pull in to make the show happen. It's something that the community really enjoys each year. It's prestigious to be a part of it, and kudos to them, in particular those two ladies, for providing an opportunity for artists not only to reach the community and have a one-on-one dialogue, but also the economic driver that show is. It provides a great deal of money coming into St. Pete, you know, with hotels and restaurants that are that the artists eat at, and people that come from all over to enjoy Main Sale. Well, sometimes they spend the night, but they definitely eat dinner somewhere. They may eat something out at the park, and that's something that people may not understand, that a lot of the expenses are borne by the food people that provide ice cream and hot dogs and beers, and they're the ones that, along with the community, the patrons, are the ones that really make this show happen on the financial end.
You know, Duncan, before we get to your gallery and what's going on there for the private party tomorrow, I want people to know that this is the 50th anniversary. It's in Vinoy Park on April 5th and 6th. It's one of the premier cultural events on St. Petersburg calendar, 100,000 visitors plus, but it's more than that. It represents fine arts with artists competing for $60,000 in prize money, and it's free to the public. This is amazing to me, you know?
Well, it is. To be able to provide that, it's not free to produce it. So people need to support it. They need to not only donate to Main Sale so they can see it happen each year, but also buy from the artists so that the artists want to come back and participate every year.
Well, and I want to do a special thanks to our friends, the Westfalls. Westfall Foundation is a premier sponsor with Park Shore Grill. And, you know, Steve and Nancy, they do a lot of good deeds.
They're everywhere. They sure do.
They do. So I just want to tell people a little bit about Main Sale, then I'm going to turn to your event and what's going on with you. So on Saturday, folks, there are a number of bands that you can enjoy: School of Rock, Reverend Billy C. Wirtz, Betty Fox Band, and the Damon Fowler Band. On Sunday, again, music and great food. Let's just tell you what's going on there. Sean Hopper starts at 1, followed by Crossfire Creek and Trey Wending. Now I want to turn my attention. How long, Duncan, have you been there in downtown St. Pete with your absolutely exquisite gallery and what I call your campus?
Well, thank you. One thing I do want to point out before I answer that is DMG School Project, our not-for-profit, will be out demonstrating on Saturday, hot glass demonstrations. They'll be there all day Saturday. Kevin and Chris, who head up that team, will be out there demoing, so stop by. I've been in the location I am now for about 15 years. And it's been interesting ride. It wasn't the easiest place to start a gallery, the type that we have, but it's really worked out well for us, and we've gotten national acclaim for some of our programming, the artists we bring in. And it's a real joy to be able to work not only with our customers and our patrons, but with the artists themselves.
And folks, I have been there for so many events that either Duncan has been doing or that people have been having a special occasion there. So right now through May 31st, tell us a little bit about Deanna Clayton, who is earned her Associates in Fine Arts degree in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Tell us a little bit about her.
Well, she has been a friend of mine for about 40 years. I met her originally at outdoor shows. And when somebody had already purchased maybe a few of my pieces and they'd come up to me and say, "Hey, we have enough of your work. Do you like anything else in the show that we ought to look at?" And then immediately take them over to Deanna Clayton. She does beautiful pate-à-verre work, which means paste of glass. And she forms that in a mold that she makes. It's fired, sometimes incorporating a copper mesh into it, not for strength, but to be able to electroform these copper nuggets that she and on the lips of these pieces to put them together. And they look like the sugar eggs that they often have at Easter, where you look through and you see a whole scene. They look very delicate, but they are exceedingly strong. And Deanna has a great collection of work at our gallery. She also does workshops every time she comes in, and they're always sold out within a matter of a week or two. Presently, our show in March that will go all the way through May is not only a friend as well, but he was my most important teacher, John Brecky. He's a Brooklyn boy, and he was just down recently for the opening. And he had brought some brand new work. He's been working on it for about almost a year in anticipation of the show. Amazing sculptures, amazing grawl technique and overlay techniques. So it was a real honor to have my most important teacher showing in our gallery.
Well, and you're so humble because your work is really noteworthy around the world. And, you know, one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about, Duncan, is how immersive the experiences are. A lot of times you'll mesh some music, but it always you're always with the artist, feeling the creative process. This has been central to all of your events. Tell me a little bit about your philosophy of seeing art being made.
Oh, well, I think it's imperative, and I don't know too many other galleries like us that have a stage, so to speak, for the artist to be able to not only articulate their thoughts and show examples, but to actually show people how it's done. And it's always a great time. For many years, we have brought artists in, a new artist each month. To demonstrate to the crowd because we're a twofold mission. Yes, we are a commercial gallery. That's how I make a living. But it's really the educational component through DMG School Project, a not-for-profit we formed probably about 10 years ago.
2013 January, right?
And it was I had been doing those same things all along, but basically it got bigger than what I could afford to keep doing. And other people kept saying, "Look, we want to help you with this, but you got to become a 501c3." So we became a not-for-profit, and that has allowed us to expand into kids programs. We have mobile units like the one that will be out to Mainsail this weekend, demonstrating and really educating the public and getting them excited. Go ahead.
and creating the artists of tomorrow, because you've had 10,000, you've demonstrated glass blowing to over 10,000 people, and I know that you have an ongoing college level class at Eckerd College as well, right?
Well, yes, we have done college classes for Eckerd. We don't have any presently going because our timing for the furnace, we're not going to keep it open in the summer.
Right.
And so there is a dip of when we don't do provide classes.
Absolutely. Well, you know, people do not realize that St. Pete is the glass coast. I mean, we had the international conference here. There's the Chihuly. There's you. Tell me a little bit about how glass is really front and center in the art scene here.
Well, I think it's glass is natural for Florida. I mean, we have light. We have that brings out the other dimensions in glass. And so Florida was kind of built for glass. Ironically, about the exactly the same time that the Morian was planning on talking and raising funds to build the Chihuly and bring Chihuly into town, I was contemplating buying this building that I'm presently in. And it was, I mean, to the day of the same kind of thought process. And there was Zen Glass in town, but the real grandfather of the whole glass scene was Chuck Books with Sigma Studios. That's where I met him in New York, studying under John. So did Chuck. And he had a great facility that I worked out of for about 20 years until we built our own. And then after those things were built, Zen Glass had already been a force in town, but they moved closer to the Warehouse Arts District. And then the Imagine Museum opened. And then there's a host of galleries like Articles and Craftsman House and Florida Craft Art that show a great deal of glass. So Florida is set for glass, and I would say St. Pete probably has more than any other place in the Southeast.
Well, Duncan McClellan, we're so happy we could catch up with you. Folks, this is Annette Weiser, your host for Radio St. Pete. We've been talking with Duncan McClellan, who is the GOAT in the art world and Mainsail. And tell us just quickly about the private opening party tomorrow night for Mainsail. On Friday.
This is a private event for the patrons that donate funds to see that Mainsail happens. Because without Mainsail happening, a lot of artists would be having a hole in their finances because they kind of count on the show to be able to, you know, do what they do. So this is a private event, and I hope and I'm sure they'll all have a good time, and we look forward to it.
Well, thank you, Duncan. We look forward to seeing you again for Radio St. Pete. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. Please, folks, do go to Mainsail this weekend. It's going to be incredible Saturday and Sunday at the Vinoy. And while you're there in downtown St. Pete, please come over to the Duncan McClellan Gallery located at 2342 Emerson Avenue South. Their nonprofit DMG project, school project, we'll be providing glass blowing demonstrations at Mainsail. Thank you, Duncan.
Nana, thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity. And a real shout out to Jane and Lisa for doing all they've done for artists over many years.
Artists depend on your support, folks. There cannot be an artist community in St. Pete without you. Thank you, Duncan. We'll see you later.
Take care, Nanette.
Bye-bye.
Bye.